Welcome to RAIN, North America's leading group of real estate action takers. In a recent presentation, best-selling author, real estate investor, real estate expert, and president of the Real Estate Investment Network, Don R. Campbell, enlightened a group of over 250 serious real estate investors. In this empowering presentation, Don outlined exactly when, where, and how to buy Canadian investment real estate for maximum profit. Don jumped headfirst into all the step-by-step details required to become successful in Canadian real estate. Throughout this presentation, Don discusses investing with real estate fundamentals and not emotions, and his no-hype and no-baloney approach to real estate investing is like a breath of fresh air from all the other presentations you'll hear. Welcome to the presentation.
Well, we're going to go into the three pillars of real estate. There are a number of RAIN members in here. I don't do this talk. The last time I did this talk is 2 years ago, but it's updated since then, obviously, last night. And but the reality is that's a key point. The fundamentals of a market do not change. To find wealth in real estate, there are very, very clear fundamentals. And if the fundamentals say yes, you get in. And if the fundamentals say no, you don't get in or you get out. So it doesn't matter all the nice little shiny things that you have heard about the latest and greatest way to buy real estate for nothing down and all this kind of stuff. It doesn't matter if you don't have the fundamentals of the marketplace. Do you guys want to know how I and many, many of the RAIN members have created their wealth? StatsCan tells us that 7 out of 10 Canadians will have to rely on government and at the same time work in their retirement. 7 out of 10. Is that disgusting? Because how can that be retirement? If you're working in your retirement, you're not really retired, are you? That, when I heard that, was 2 years ago I heard that. And I said, you know what? That ties perfectly into my vision and how I can start making a difference to change that ratio. I looked at it and I go, you know what? My interpretation of this whole thing is that only 3 people out of 10 are willing to make a commitment to themselves. That's what I got out of that. 7 out of 10 people aren't willing to commit to do anything with their life to grab control and move forward. So I said, how do we get this 3 out of 10 up to 4 out of 10? 5 out of 10? What are the ways in which we can do that? Because that's part of my vision, as you know, affect as many people as possible. And I thought, the best way to do that is to show them how I've done it and show them how a number of different members have done, RAIN members have done it. And 13 years of doing it over and over and over. There's 30 some odd million, so to change that ratio over a whole country is going to be a little difficult, but we're fighting towards it. We at RAIN are committed to making work in retirement an option. Remember yesterday morning I asked you, who would work even if they won the $1 million, continue their job? Hands up. Who would do that? Right? Well, wouldn't it be nice to be an option instead of, oh, I gotta go to work? And that's what we do at RAIN, is we show you how to create wealth and create cash flow, and it's long-term wealth, not get rich quick. So that's what we're gonna do today, is show you how that's all done. All done. Alberta. I'm gonna talk a lot about Alberta today because this is the place in North America to be putting your money in real estate. And for those of you, Ken, who have seen me do this, do RAIN talks in Ontario, where do I say that Ontario people should put their money? Absolutely, because the fundamentals don't change. And then when Alberta's over and Ontario's the place, we'll be standing in this room going, the fundamentals are all pointing at Ontario now. So that's what I want to get through to you, is right now, if you follow the fundamentals, this is the place to be. And I'll show you a bunch of numbers on why that is. So who am I? Don Campbell, bought a property in 1985, bought 91 properties last year, owns and runs Canada's, the RAIN Group, as you know, $981,505,000 of properties. I'm thinking the stuff that we're about to talk to has been proven. I think they've tested it, and we're getting close to it actually being proven, don't you think? After people doing $981 million worth of testing. So, RAIN members, stand up for a second. If you want to know anything about real estate, those of you who are sitting down, talk to these guys, or me, but talk to these guys, because they know the fundamentals. They're learning the fundamentals. Some have been members for over 110 months. That's how long they've been around, and that's how they become successful, because they're sticking to it. So, and now what we're doing is starting to give back and create what we call, remember we talked about two different types of wealth. We have the societal wealth, which is how do you make society wealthier, which is like the Habitat for Humanity and making people more aware of how to cut through all the hype and baloney. Has anyone noticed that there seems to be a lot of hype and baloney around the real estate market? Anybody heard that you can get rich quick in real estate? Sorry. I'm going to push that button that starts with B. It's the bull oney button. And lots of questions about RAIN. I just want to tell you, we get together every single month. Talk to a RAIN member. Don't talk to me about it. Talk to Donna if you want about it. But honestly, it's coaching. It's a bunch of stuff. But the key is the bottom one. Surrounding yourself with like-minded people who are all going towards your goal. Taking action and creating results. So that's me, but enough about me. Commitment to yourself is the key. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Long-term wealth. If for the next 5 years you're willing to do what others aren't willing to do, you'll be able to do whatever you want for the rest of your life. This is especially in Alberta. I don't think it's 5 years in Alberta. I think you can, if you do what people aren't willing to do for the next 3 to 5 years, for the rest of your life, you can do whatever it is you want. Anybody in here not committed to themselves for 3 to 5 years? Be honest. Inability to focus for 3 to 5 years? Real estate's not for you. Real estate's not for you. But if you can focus to 3 to 5 years, wealth shows up. Wealth shows up. Year two, year three, you're going, what the heck am I doing? Year four, you go, hallelujah. And that's how it works. It's not get rich quick. We hear about turning $1,000 into $1 million and all this stuff throughout our lives. We see all the ads. The reality is we want to create long-term wealth, not get rich quick. So this was the commitment we talked about. Let's all commit to doing whatever it takes together. And that's why surrounding yourself with like-minded people is so important. So we have all the resources and we grab control of our lives. That's the setup. Is it boring? No, it's real. It's based on fundamentals. Only fundamentals, not emotions. Write that down. Quality investing is based on fundamentals, not emotions. Do never fall in love with a property. Only fall in love with the numbers. Only fall in love with the numbers, because if you fall in love with a property, you will hold it too long, or you will pay too much for it, or you'll make really stupid decisions. Here's what we're going to discover today. 3 pillars of real estate investing, Alberta-specific facts. How to identify areas. Are you interested in how to identify areas of the future, not a past? Yes or no? 3 key components have to be in balance for all real estate to create wealth, to create long-term wealth. Systems, relationships, and follow through. That's it. That's what real estate's based on. Systems, relationships, and follow through. Not no money down, not any of that stuff. Systems, relationships, and follow through. Systems, I'm going to give you an outline of a system today. Of course, you got to get a good system that works over and over and over, like for, I don't know, 13 years, like the Quick Start program. That's all you need is the system. Relationships, as RAIN members know, you get introduced to many, many, many key people, like bankers who love you instead of bankers who say no. Insurance brokers who love you instead of insurance brokers who say no. Renovators. Rona. Rona's a big supporter of RAIN. And follow through. I am sorry to say, I can't do a darn thing about that. It's totally up to you. It's totally up to you. If you have a system that works and you've been introduced to the right relationships and you don't do anything with it, whose responsibility is that?
Mine.
And the rest of you who aren't going to answer, whose responsibility is it? Are you willing to change your actions to change your results? Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. Let's go. Systems. The time for action is now, but it's critical to always, always, always follow a proven system. We're going to go through systems, relationships, and follow through a little bit. That will get you in, and more importantly, get you out at the right time. because I see people that get in and they're all excited and the newspapers are all talking real estate and everything's all pumped up, but they don't know when to get out. You have to have a system that takes you in and takes you out. And that's why the Quick Start system is so successful over 13 years. It goes in, shows you when to get in, the fundamentals on when to get out. And not empty theory. There's no empty theory in there. It's just what works. I'm disgusted sometimes when I go and I sneak into the back of some of these super hyped up sales pitches and telling people that you're going to make $1 million in 7 weeks and in real estate. You know what? It ain't going to happen. But if you follow that through for 3 years, you will be incredibly wealthy. You'll be incredibly wealthy. Cut through the hype and the baloney. I'm thinking it's working 10,620 properties. And there's more than that because that's just the Rain members. The Quick Start grads obviously don't fax in their properties. Relationships. Number two, your number one relationship is with your tenants. It's not with your banker. It's not with your lawyer. It's not with your realtor. It is with your tenants. Number one relationship. Because guess what? An empty house is not an asset. It's not paying you a darn thing. It's the tenants who pay you. And as Mr. Bob Kiyosaki says, an asset only pays you. If it doesn't pay you anything, it isn't an asset. It's a liability. So the house is just a tool to attract tenants in order to have an asset. That's how it works. It's a little bit different, but think about this as if it's just a regular different business. And I've got a definition of a tenant here. The definition of a tenant is a partner in business who will open up the shop each morning, lock it up at night. They'll look after security and inform you of potential problems in the business. They will cut the grass, rake the leaves, shovel the snow, pay all the utilities. They'll even pay all of your mortgage payments and taxes. Then in the end, they will relinquish all monetary interest in the business, walk away, leaving you with the profits. That is why they're very, very important to you. So when you're thinking about real estate, think about how important the tenant is as your asset base. Because so many people focus on the property. It's the tenants. This is a good one. Unfortunately, no one can make that you successful. It's up to you to be accountable for your results. And as they say, Jim Rohn, you can't hire someone else to do your push-ups for you. Well, you can, but it ain't going to help. But you can't. You've got to follow through. And why do I do this at the beginning? Why do I talk about the negative stuff? Because it's real. It's real, and that's the important thing. I do not want to blow smoke. I want to tell you what's real, and I want to tell you what's going to create wealth for you. People who soar are those who refuse to sit back, sigh, and wish things would change. They neither complain of their situation nor passively dream of some distant ship coming in. Oh, I sure hope that lottery number comes in. I sure hope I get wealthy in real estate. Oh, really? How many properties have you looked at? Well, none, but I got this great package on the shelf that tells me that I can get rich in $1 million in 7 weeks. Let's be realistic here. That's Charles Swindoll. You can't dream. You have to dream about it, but you also have to do the follow-through. Three pillars of real estate. Finally, it's about bloody time you got going.